to call your attention to the first one being Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. The next one's going to be in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 9 and 24. And the last one is Hebrews 12, and I think we'll read 1 and 2. Okay, Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. It reads, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And then we're going to go to Hebrews 12:1-2. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. For a topic, I'd just like to say, life is a marathon. Amen. Life is a marathon. When you look at the word marathon, it means a long distance race. The distance is actually 26 miles, 385 yards. It's not a sprint. It's an endurance race. Amen? Meaning that if you're going to run a marathon, you have to be in it for the long haul. Amen? It's not a sprint. Amen? It's not a race that you can run, it's over with, and they're getting it down about 9-point-something seconds to 100-yard dash. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of the story of the rabbit and the turtle. We all know that story well. Amen. How that, you know, the rabbit, he's just got them hocked-up legs, and he got legs for running. Uh-huh. And he just, man, the beginning of the race, he's gone. Amen. But he was a sprinter. Amen. The turtle, low to the ground, little legs, short little stubby legs, but he's built for endurance. Amen. Rabbit got out there, he ran so fast, he just ran. He says, I can take a rest. Turtle just creeping along. Mm-hmm. It's a marathon. Mm-hmm. Life is a marathon. It's not about how fast you start. A lot of us, when we get the Holy Ghost, we're on fire. We just load. You want to tell everybody. But after a while, you just kind of like sitting on the bench. You have to prod you to sing. You have to prod people to testify. You have to prod them to tell about the goodness of Jesus. Life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not, it's a race that, like it says, it requires endurance. Ecclesiastes says it's not to the swift. It's not those who can run fast for short distances, but it's those that endure to the end. That's where the prize is at the end. Amen. Now, when you look at a Olympic marathon, I always like the overhead shot that they give you. They show you the race course, and it's not always just a flat course. During the race, there's going to be some hills. There's going to be some valleys, just like in life. There's going to be tests. There's going to be trials. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. Sometimes when people get saved, they think, oh, I'm saved. I'm not going to have no problems. I got God on my side, and I don't have to worry about nothing. But I'm here to tell you, as long as you are in this life, you're going to have problems. The Bible says we was born in iniquity, and we were shaped in sin, born in iniquity.
Yes.
As long as we are in this world, because of Adam, we're going to have problems.
Yes.
Just like in the marathon, it's not a flat course. It's not a course that you can just, it's like a Sunday stroll. But you're going to have some hills. You're going to have some valleys. Sometimes the course will take you through the city. There'll be people, cars, all kinds of things that can distract you from your goal. Your goal is to make it to the end. You might see your friend. When you're running a marathon, there's all kinds of distractions. Your friend over there, they enjoying themselves. You've been out training. You've been out doing the stuff that it takes to run a marathon. They doing the 12-ounce marathon where they just drink it. And they see you running. There you go. Look at him. He's doing good. Why don't you come on over? Distractions. But we have to stay the course. We have to stick to our strict training regimen. The marathon is not a race that you can just... You and I couldn't run a marathon. I can't. It's 26 miles.
Oh.
385 yards.
That's a lot.
I know I couldn't. When running a marathon, you have to have training.
Mm-hmm.
You have to train your body. You have to train your mind. Running is not a team sport where you have other people that you can depend on to help you. It's an individual affair, just like life is an individual affair. Like I said, you have to rely on your strict training regime. At about 15 to 20 miles in a marathon, you hit what they call the brick wall. That's in your mind is telling you that's enough. Your body is saying, I don't want to do this no more. But in your training and in your mind, you're saying, this is a marathon. I have trained for this. I'm going to finish this race. I can do this. But in doing so, you have to put off all the things that will keep you from running the marathon. It says, put off all the things that so easily lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset you. Amen? We have to, you notice most, all marathon runners are not fat. Now, you don't have to agree with me or not, but I've seen a lot of marathon runners and they are not fat. They don't have no extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
You can't carry extra weight for 26 miles.
No.
And most of them are third world country people. People from Africa, Kenya, Ethiopia, Morocco. Very seldom you see an American that is a good marathon runner. And when you do, he ain't fat. He's taking his ideas from those people that do it.
Right.
And the thing is, the people that run marathons, they don't run just for the joy, like in a sprint where you, Jesse Owens or Carl Lewis or Usain Bolt, who can just pose for the cameras after they 6-second race or whatever it is for the fame and the glory. It's a lifetime thing for these people.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime thing. And just like our religion, our faith is a lifetime thing. We can't just run until we hit the brick wall and say, that's it. They that endure to the end, those are the ones that are going to receive the prize. They're the ones that's going to receive the gift. So we have to put off all of this We have to have patience. Like I said, it's not a race that it's not what they call the dash for cash or the flash. You don't get all the light bulbs. Sometimes you out there all by yourself. I've seen races where the winner of the race has already crossed the line. They've all gone away. There's no cameras. But there's still people out there struggling.
Right.
They're marathoners. They are determined to finish the race even if there's no cameras, nobody there to record it.
Right.
In their soul, in their heart, they determine that I'm going to finish this marathon.
Amen.
So we have to keep our eye on the prize, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
We are not running this marathon of life for the good words of people. That is not our prize. Jesus and everlasting life with him is our prize. And if we keep our eye on Jesus, when we hit that wall, our faith will help us through. Also, it says, compass about with so great a cloud of witnesses. When you're running a marathon, like I said, you run through all these people, and they're people that are cheering you on, especially after you've run all through the course, and at the end of the race, you come into the stadium, and you hear all the accolades, all the people yelling and screaming, you can do it, you can do it. It gives you a little bit more. Say, oh, come on, I can do this now. The greater cloud of witnesses that we have, starting with Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, we can go on and on. Those are witnesses to us that says you can do it. People who have trusted God, who have had faith, who have run a good race and finished their course. Those are the ones that who should be your role models. Those are the ones that are cheering us on today.
Yes.
We have to endure a lot to be a marathon runner. We have to follow Jesus. He's already run the course. He's done it all. There's not anything in this life that we are going through that Jesus didn't go through. And if he made it, we have his spirit. We have him in us if we believe that we can do it. And in the end, we can sit down on the right hand of the throne of God with Jesus. Amen. I just wanted to let you know and encourage you to know that the life that we're living, it may seem like we're having all kinds of distractions, and we're going to have those. It may seem like you want to give up, but I'm here to encourage you not to give up, because this is not a race that is given to the swift. We have to stay on the course. We have to rely on our faith training. We have to rely on each other, who is our witness, in order to obtain the prize. So let us continue to run until the end. And then we can say, we have run a good race, and we finished our course. That's what I want to say when I leave. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I just wanted to say that life is a marathon. Don't give up.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.